This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, so any minute now, we're awaiting a historic speech by the president at the Department of Justice. That's right, the Department of Justice of the United States of America, along with the Attorney General Pam Bondi and the FBI Director Kash Patel. So that's pretty cool. And we're going to have that happen, and we'll bring it to you. This is there's a lot going on in America right now that's crazy, including swatting of people, like our own buddy Sean Farish from The Morning Show, who got swatted yesterday, and Joe Pags, and other people as well. So we're going to talk about that as the show goes on today, because it's crazy what's happening out there. Plus, you've got sanctuary cities. We got to talk about sanctuary cities, and the president's probably going to be addressing sanctuary cities as well. And then the other issue that we need to discuss is whether or not it's going to be okay for these judges, these federal judges, to continue just making these rulings that come out there and override the duly elected president of the United States of America. Now, in my opinion, the answer to that is a big, fat no. It's not. It's not okay. We should not be doing this. It's not okay in the least. But why does it keep happening? And have any of the justices expressed any concern about this happening? Have any of the justices said anything about this in the past? Well, it turns out the answer to that is yes, they have. That's the good news. The good news is that several of the justices in the past have said that these federal judges who are acting like they are in charge of everything are going way out of line here. And that was said by both Justice Neil Gorsuch and Justice Clarence Thomas in separate rulings. So good. So let's find out exactly how we can rein these judges in, because the president of the United States is the only person in this country who is elected by all the people. And for a federal district court judge who's not elected by anybody to come along and just put a stop on what the president is trying to do is ridiculous. And it's an absolute abuse of power. And it has to stop, and it needs to stop, and hopefully the Supreme Court will agree with that. The president and his team filing that request to the United States Supreme Court, like, hey, could you please take a look at this? And we can debate all these different things about birthright citizenship, and we can debate about whether or not this should happen or that should happen. But does the judge really have the power to put in an injunction? And Clarence Thomas pointed out, he said, you know, these injunctions didn't even happen for the first 150 years of the Republic. So then all of a sudden they started happening, and then they kept happening. And now these judges have gone completely out of control. The other big story of the day today, which is blowing up everywhere, is the Democrats are turning on Chuck Schumer. Turning on Chuck Schumer. AOC is probably going to primary Chuck Schumer. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it's getting right now for the Democrats, is that they may actually turn around and primary Chuck Schumer, the one-time untouchable minority and majority leader in the United States Senate. AOC herself, with her zebra bedroom, may come out and go after Chuck Schumer in a primary. So if that happens, that's a big deal if that occurs. And if that occurs, I think she wins. I really do. I think she beats him. New York's a wacky state. New York City is, but New York's mostly a red state. But there's a lot of lefties, a lot of liberals in there. I think ultimately that if there's a primary, AOC wins. But man, are they turning on him. It's crazy to watch. It's crazy to listen to. It's really kind of fun, too, to listen to them turn on Chuck Schumer. Even the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, has come out and said, they don't like the idea of doing a continuing resolution, which is crazy because it's their bill. I mean, we're just continuing the levels of spending under Joe Biden that the Democrats all voted for. That's what we're talking about here. So we're not talking about a situation where this is Trump spending. This is Democrat spending. And yet, for some reason, I don't know what that reason is, the Democrats are now against their own spending. They're against their own spending levels. You can't make it up with these people, can you? You really can't. All right, we're streaming live on YouTube. Had a little camera technical difficulty, but we should be good to go right now. And you can also weigh in as well at 855-839-1210 or on X at Rich Zeoli. And where rare whiskey bottles keep washing up on the Jersey Shore. Yeah. Yeah, baby, really good stuff like Prohibition era whiskey, rare whiskey washing up on the Jersey Shore. I could just imagine Nucky Thompson in all his glory. The show Boardwalk Empire on HBO is great. At least the first two seasons were amazing. I mean, the first season was, I thought, groundbreaking. And he's a real person. He's a real historical figure. He was the county clerk or the county surrogate of Atlantic County, New Jersey, I forget. But he was an elected official, and he pretty much ran the county, and Atlantic City with gambling. Just wasn't legal gambling, but it was everything as you can imagine back then in the glory days. But the best part of that show, I thought Steve Buscemi nailed it. He nailed that role of Nucky. And his brother, who was the county sheriff of Atlantic County, it's all true. And then a guy named Wally Edge was the governor of New Jersey back then. And he's the guy that created the state police, which at the time was used basically as his own little personal police department. And they also decided at the time, and the show goes into this, where they were going to draw the Black Horse Pike, the White Horse Pike, and then ultimately the Atlantic City Expressway. And this is going to shock you, given New Jersey. The roads all went where all these elected officials owned property that the state had to pay them for in order to build the roads, or the authority or commission, which they all got pieces of. Anyway, I digress. The point is this. Rare whiskey is now showing up on the beaches of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Prohibition era whiskey. Because Atlantic City, there was no prohibition in Atlantic City, if you know what I mean. I'll be in Atlantic City next Saturday. So I got asked to come to the New Jersey Republican State Party is having their annual summit, their leadership summit that they do every year. And they asked me if I could come. It's actually kind of a very big compliment I got, actually, from the guy, Kenny, who's the executive director, called me up. He said, we wanted somebody to do what Tucker Carlson did years ago with the Republican candidates for president. He sat down and did these one-on-one 30-minute interviews with them, chatting with them. And I called everybody and said, who's the Tucker Carlson of Jersey politics? And everybody said you, meaning me, Zeoli, meaning your guy. He said, everybody said that about you. I said, wow, that's a huge honor. And I was the only person that all four candidates for governor would agree to do, because one of the candidates is not participating in the candidates forum. But anyway, it starts on Friday, and Friday is our big Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. So I can't go down on Friday. I was going to do it Friday and Saturday if it had not been for the Radiothon and interview all four of the candidates who have accepted the invitation to appear. But since I can only do it on Saturday, I'll only be interviewing two of the four candidates for governor who have selected to attend. I'll give you more details on that as we get closer, but I'll be I thought that was kind of cool, and I like those kind of conversations. They're fun, and we'll have a good time doing that. But Atlantic City is still Atlantic City, if you know what I mean. Like, we're still dealing with loads of corruption, even to this day. Lots of corruption in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And rates are going to go up in Atlantic City, because if you have Atlantic City Electric, your rates are going to go up. But every single ratepayer in the state, your rates are going to go up in New Jersey. as we've talked about, because this idiot governor, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, and his dumb energy, green energy master plan to try to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast results in the state not having enough energy and having to buy it from out of state, which is why the Board of Public Utilities, another corrupt organization, they just approved this massive rate hike where anywhere from 17 to 25%, depending on if you are a resident or a business in New Jersey. So all that's happening this summer, just in time for you, if you have a Shore house, to go and pay more money. But speaking of the Jersey Shore, I have some good news for you. I finally have the dates when we're going to be live at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. These are official. These are the official dates for our 2025 live broadcast. Ready? Here we go. June 20th, August 15th, 10:31, Halloween Spectacular. And I'm going to insist that everybody who comes dresses either like a vampire or Donald Trump or something. We'll come up with something fun. And then our Zioli Show Christmas Spectacular will be on December 19th. Those are all Fridays. Friday, June 20th, Friday, August 15th, Friday, October 31st, and Friday, December 19th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So that'll be a lot of fun. So make sure you put those dates on your calendar so you can join us for that. Okay? That'll be great. The other thing about these injunctions by these federal judges, which infuriate me, they really do, it infuriates me, is that when you become a federal judge, you're not accountable to anybody. You have a job for life. You're good to go. The only check on you, theoretically, is the United States Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court has not really done its job here in reining these justices in. Even as far back as 2018, Justice Clarence Thomas said, "These injunctions by federal judges are historically dubious." He said, "These injunctions did not emerge until a century and a half after the founding of the Republic," he said. Back then, it was Trump v. Hawaii. "And they appear to be inconsistent with longstanding limits on equitable relief and the power of Article III courts. If their popularity continues, this court must address their legality." So, yeah, he's absolutely right. And now that's what the Trump administration is asking. Just because you could become a federal judge, and most of these judges are in either the District of Columbia, Maryland, or Massachusetts, does not give you the check on the president. I've read the Constitution. I have it here in my formerly pangolin-stained fingers. And there's nothing in here about being a federal judge gives you the ability to check the executive. The Supreme Court kind of gave itself the power of judicial review. Well, not kind of. It did in Marbury versus Madison. But that's also not in the Constitution. But nevertheless, certainly nothing on federal judges being able to just come along and block something that the president, who was elected by the people, does. And it's happening every single day now in this country. They're abusing the hell out of this. So Justice Neil Gorsuch also brought this up in an issue regarding the birth control pill, or the abortion pill, actually, last year. And said these federal injunctions are getting out of control here and questioned the validity of them. So hopefully the Supreme Court will slap these federal judges and the president can get back to doing the job that he was elected to do, which is to lead the executive branch of government and not have the judicial tyranny of the judicial branch try to stop him at every single turn. That would be nice. That would be really, really nice for all of us. These judges in D.C., they're not elected. They should not have the ability to come in and stop the president of the United States of America. As we're waiting for the president to speak on restoring law and order at the DOJ, the Senate is about to vote. I see Senator Rand Paul is speaking. The only people that should be angry at the CR are people like Rand Paul. In other words, conservatives. We are giving the president of the United States a lot of leeway here that he's asked for to try to get the house in order, get the budget in order, get everything in order. And OK, we're going to go along with that. Understood. But this is the Democrats' spending plan. This is what the Democrats put in place. The Democrats put this in place. Joe Biden signed it. So why are they now so against it all of a sudden? You got to ask yourself that question. Why are Democrats so against the continuing resolution that they put in place in the first place? This is their spending. But man, when Chuck Schumer came out and said he's going to support it, did he cause a war or what? And AOC is ready to take him on. I'd love to watch that primary. No doubt about it. I would love to watch it. Oh, and on the note of judicial interference, in February of 2025 alone, there have been more federal injunctions against the president of the United States in that 1 month than in the entire 4 years of the Biden administration. That's right. In 1 month, February 2025, there have been more federal judicial interference, restraining orders, temporary injunctions in 1 month than in all 4 years of the Biden administration. So if you don't think this is an organized effort here by these federal judges to act like they are part of the resistance, then you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to what's happening here. And since today is 314, it is Pi Day. And I'm sorry, but it's not Pi Day in the sense of a fruit pie, although I do love a good fruit pie. It's Pizza Day, baby. It's Friday in Lent. 314 is Pizza Day. So in the Zioli house today, we are making pizza, of course, as you can imagine. And Reagan, Chef Reagan, we'll be doing a little cooking with Reagan video later today, was helping make the dough last night. And it got all over her. She had the dough up all over her arms and everything like this. I point this out because there have been instances of people who are getting swatted, like our buddy Sean Farage, who have been having pizza delivered to their house that they didn't ask for, which also seems to be a thing that these swatters do. And if you're wondering, am I using the wood-fired pizza oven tonight? I'm not. Because I have not been able to be out there using it because of my foot. And it's been winter time, and every spring you have to season the wood-fired pizza oven again. Otherwise, it gets too hot, and then it starts cracking. So you got to do a week. It takes a week to season it with a series of very small fires, slowly building up the temperature till you get to that peak wood-fired, beautiful 900 degrees to cook a pie in 90 seconds. Crispy, Oh, listen, you want to talk undercarriage? There's no flop in my pizza. None. None whatsoever. But we're recreating a brick oven in our kitchen today. You can do this at home if you want. I'm not telling you to, because if you burn your house down, I don't want you blaming me. So, you know, it's up to you if you do this. But the way that I do it is I take a steel. It's called a pizza steel. It's a big sheet of steel. You put it on the bottom rack of the oven, the lowest rack. Then you the top rack, the highest it can go in the oven, pizza stone. I put two of them up there. Then you crank it as high as that oven will get. Whatever that is, 500, 550, and for an hour, you let those pans heat up. Then you lower the temperature to 450. But again, a lot of this depends on the dough you use. I mean, I make dough myself. I use a sourdough starter. It's got good hydration. It is meant to withstand high temperatures. So know before you bake what kind of dough you're dealing with, the kind of flour you're dealing with, all those things. But I lower it because it's going to be really hot, but I turn it on convection. And then the pie bakes in about 7 minutes, 8 minutes, perfection. I'll show you some videos later today. And since we're doing it inside, I'm using the dry cheese, the dry mozz. Normally, I'd make the mozz myself, you know, make it myself. And then it's wet mozz and put that on the pizza. But you want dry mozz when you're dealing with in a home oven because it's going to be able to withstand the longer bake time versus a wood fired pizza oven, which is a much quicker bake time. Anyway, I'm pointing that out to you because here on this National Pie Day, many people assume 314 being Pie Day that this is about the celebration of fruit pies. But for my people, it's a celebration of pizza. I'm also pointing this out because today will be the day the Zioli children are exposed for the first time ever anchovies. Yes, I'm going there. Damn right I am. I may even get some clams for that baby. Actually, Bridget just got home from the store, and I didn't ask her to buy any clams. So we do have anchovies, so we're going to do that. And the president's going to speak in just a moment. Before we do, I want to show you this. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, we're streaming. This is a bottle of olive oil. We've had a lot of conversations about MAHA, the Make America Healthy Again movement, and food in general, and seed oils, and all this other stuff. So this is, and I've told you there's a lot of Fugazi olive oils on the market. And if you're looking to be healthy and you're looking to do and cook great, you got to make sure you're buying real stuff. Now, this bottle was given to me as a gift by our friend Linda Kearns, who is now preparing a class action lawsuit against me on behalf of all of Matt DeSantis's three fans. That's right. All three of Matt DeSantis's fans, all three of them, are suing me in a class action lawsuit about my bullying of Matt DeSantis. But anyway, this is the real deal. Extra virgin olive oil from Toscano. It is really from Italy. It is the real deal. Try to find the real stuff if you're going to cook with olive oil because there's a lot of fugazis and blends on the market, so just be careful. But this is a beautiful bottle here. This is so good. This is not the kind of stuff I would cook with. What I would do with this, what I'm going to do at the end is I'm going to drizzle a little of this on the pie as it comes out of the oven. Oof, baby. It's going to be fantastic. I have not eaten yet today, which is why I'm starting the show off talking about food, because I was filling in for Dana Loesch and her national show. But as we have the conversation about making America healthy again, I've had a number of people ask me, Rich, what do I do about all these seed oils and everything else? And how do I find good stuff? And how do I find the real deal? You got to check. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie. The market is saturated. And a big part of the reason why the market's saturated with fugazis is because my people, the Italians, love to play that game of like, oh, is this all a single vineyard olive oil? And they go, yeah. They pull a Frank Pantangeli. And it's not. And it's a fugazi. And our friends over at Cento Foods ran into this a few years ago, if you remember. They had San Marzano tomatoes, which they said they were San Marzano, and they weren't. And it wasn't Cento's fault. It's the Italians, what they were playing a game over there. So I defended Cento because of that. But anyway, you gotta be careful. It's not easy being healthy. And a lot of these labels are fugazis in and of themselves. But we'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. And we talk about the MAHA movement, because Bobby Kennedy made a big announcement and something he's going to do as HHS secretary, which I think is going to make everybody happy and lead to a healthier America. And the FDA and the National Institutes of Health, Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Marty Makary, these is great. That they're going to be in there and they're going to be doing these things and being disruptors. It's fantastic. It really is. It's great for America. It's going to be great for America's health to have people like that in there. So I'm very excited about that. That's if we get there, if we make it, if we get there. I don't know if we will, because we're talking about a civil war right now again. Yes, Maxine Waters is talking about a civil war. I'm going to share that with you in just a second. But let me ask you this question for you. If you are somebody who likes to bake like I do, all right, you like to bake. You like to get fresh food, fresh basil, fresh tomatoes. Do you know anybody who's a farmer? Do you know anybody in agriculture? Do you know anybody in either Pennsylvania or New Jersey who works in agriculture? Now, if the answer to that question is yes, it's because agriculture is the number one industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's one of the top industries in New Jersey, believe it or not, as well. And many people work in agriculture who are, wait for it, American citizens. That's right. Whether they are doing Jersey tomatoes or they're doing Pennsylvania wine, or they're farmers, they're agriculture. Cows, beef cows, dairy cows, pigs, chickens, all of it. Eggs, huge to Pennsylvania's economy. But according to Representative Jasmine Crockett, the only people that do this are illegal immigrants. The same with people that work in hospitality. Now, I don't know about you, but I have friends who own bed and breakfast, for example. And sometimes they have to do the room housekeeping themselves because it's a lean industry and they can't afford to hire people to do the housekeeping. So they do the housekeeping themselves. People that own B&Bs, for example, do this a lot. But according to Representative Jasmine Crockett, only illegal immigrants do this. So listen to this ridiculousness from Representative Jasmine Crockett, who, by the way, does not speak like this as we're getting ready for the president and the attorney general to come to the podium. Cut 14.
Sending your kids to college to go and work on them. Okay, well, guess who is working the farms? So that you can afford your food.
So that you can have food.
Now, how many of you are looking to send your kids into hospitality after this college education so that they can go and make the beds at the hotels? How many of you are planning to send your kids to college? Because that's what we do here. We send everybody to college. How many of you are planning to send your kids to college so that they can then go and build these houses? So the reality is that so long as we live in a capitalist society, there's always going to be someone or a group of people that will do work that some of the rest of y'all don't want to do. These are the people that are really making us great in this country.
Okay, got it. Understand? Only those people do those jobs. First of all, it's so racist and stereotypical, number one. But number two, how elitist is that? Right? Everybody in this room got to send your kids to college. He doesn't really talk that way. That's a fake accent. Everybody in this room send your kids to college. Nobody sends your kids to college to do those jobs. It is the height of arrogance of the Democrat Party and why they've lost working class voters in this country. I know a lot of people who do those jobs that are American citizens. And it's ridiculous but it's just how out of touch they are with the working class people in this country. And they just assume everybody goes to college. Everybody gets an advanced degree. Nobody works for a living. Nobody works with their hands for a living. And the only people that want to do those jobs come into this country illegally. And that's it. That's it. Now, that's ridiculous. There are a lot of family farms in this country, in our states, in the states where I'm broadcasting right now. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and yes, even Delaware has some. And they're family farms. There's people who have family wineries. There's people that are in lots of different industries with B&Bs, and they do these jobs themselves because they have to, because they don't make a lot of money and they have to do a lot of this work themselves. But man, I mean, the arrogance of these people, right? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. The president, the attorney general, the FBI director, Kash Patel, all set to speak at the Department of Justice, a very historic day. I can't remember the last time this has happened, if it's ever happened before. And it's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you. If you are hesitant about getting that complex dental procedure, don't be. Call Dr. Mike for a second opinion. He'll put your mind at ease. 856-786-2020. And, you know, when it comes to your home, you got to remember protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to construction company contractor, for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the bathroom in my old house, and they did a fantastic job. Emmons will not only make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb and will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements of winter. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. They are offering each and every one of my listeners a 10% off inflation relief discount off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. So don't wait. Call Emmons today, the company that I trust. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Emmonsroofing.com, and make sure you tell them I sent you. The Rich.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
I'm Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, so it's a big day on this National Pie Day. By the way, tell me if you would, do you go for Pie Day pizza or do you think it's fruit pie? Would you let me know in the YouTube comments, please, if you would? If you're streaming along the show, I'm going pizza. 314 Pie Day pizza pie. Not a fruit pie. That's a fugazi. All right, let me know on this 314. But let's jump in here. The Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, welcoming the President of the United States of America to the Department of Justice, and also the FBI Director, Kash Patel, as well.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
We also have two angel moms here today. Anne lost her son. He was 15. He thought he was taking a Percocet at school, and it was laced with fentanyl. And he was beautiful. And I'm so sorry. But all of these people in this room, thanks to the directive of Donald Trump, are going to keep our state, our streets safe and protect our kids. Thank you for being here. And Tammy's beautiful daughter, Kayla, was murdered violently by an illegal alien from El Salvador who should not have been in our country. And thanks to Donald Trump, they will all be deported very soon, thanks to his work, Homeland Security, and I say the unsung hero, Stephen Miller. On stage, we have, this is 180 kilograms. It represents, not real, of fentanyl, okay? So this is one, this represents 1 kilo of fentanyl. In its pure form, this 1 kilo can kill 500,000 people. The 180 there, in pure form, could kill 90 million people. That is the population of California, Texas, and Florida. That's what we're dealing with in our country. That's why angel moms go around the country. That's why Donald Trump has taken such a hard stance against cartels, securing our borders, getting these gangs and drugs out of our country. But look at that. That can kill three states in its pure form. That should terrify everyone. I see our senators made it. Did our senators? Thank you. However, taking the drugs off the streets is only half the battle. President Trump has secured our borders and will continue to fight the cartels throughout this country, deport them all, or lock them up for the rest of their lives, thanks to our prosecutors around this country where they belong. Under the last administration, cartels, criminals, they freely walked in and out of our country with impunity. No longer. Under Donald Trump, they live in fear, and they better live in fear, because we're coming after all of them.
I'm going to jump in here for just a second, because I want to make sure we can get the president in. And so what I need to do is, as much as I want to hear the attorney general, the president, the FBI director, and I want to hear what she has to say regarding swatting, which, again, just happened to a couple of friends of ours, and also regarding this notion of dealing with sanctuary cities like Philadelphia, for example, that don't cooperate with the Department of Justice. But there's on the split screen is the key Senate vote, which is that we're awaiting the Senate vote right now on the issue of whether or not they're going to pass a continuing resolution, because it looks like very, very much like the Senate is going to go that way. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from the president. He's just about to take the podium. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so it's Friday, and the president is speaking on restoring law and order at DOJ. You haven't missed anything yet, because the president is just basically introducing people. But I did want to mention that Leo Terrell's there, and also he's mentioned as well, I believe, Dan Bongino. If he hasn't, he's going to, that's for sure. And he's praising his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller. The president is right now about to deal with the continuing resolution issue. It's really amazing to me how Democrats just keep messing this up and getting this so bad, so bad. They just keep messing up. Even James Carville's criticizing them and how they keep going after the president, bombing Tesla dealerships and all their chaos and their disruptions and their protests. And they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong on every single step of the way here. It's amazing. All right, let's jump in here to the president speaking at the Department of Justice.
So many of you, but with you leading the way, it'll soon be the most admired and most respected of all. You're going to be more respected, and I really believe that there's also a lot of things to solve, a lot of problems to solve. but that's going to put you in the upper tier and maybe the top tier, and I believe that's going to happen. I'm so proud of the people in this room. But first, we must be honest about the lies and abuses that have occurred within these walls. Unfortunately, in recent years, a corrupt group of hacks and radicals within the ranks of the American government obliterated the trust and goodwill built up over generations. They weaponized the vast powers of our intelligence and law enforcement agencies to try and thwart the will of the American people. You remember the 51 intelligence agents that said, as an example, that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell came from Russia, when they knew it came right from his bedroom. They knew that. It was a big lie, and they knew it so well. They spied on my campaign, launched one hoax and disinformation operation after another, broke the law on a colossal scale, persecuted my family, staff, and supporters, raided my home, Mar-a-Lago, and did everything within their power to prevent me from becoming the president of the United States. With the help of radicals like Mark Elias, Mark Pomerantz, and these are people that nobody's ever seen anything like it, so many others, but these are people that are bad people, really bad people. They tried to turn America into a corrupt communist and third world country, but in the end, the thugs failed and the truth won. Freedom won, justice won, democracy won, and above all, the American people won. There could be no more heinous betrayal of American values than to use the law to terrorize the innocent and reward the wicked. And that's what they were doing at a level that's never been seen before. And it's exactly so what true. You saw with Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and their cronies to do the building of the last 4 years. They ripped what they've ripped down is incalculable, but what you're going to build up is likewise something that will be breaking all sorts of records. They set loose violent criminals while targeting patriotic parents at school board meetings. They dropped charges against Antifa and Hamas supporters while labeling traditional Catholics as domestic terrorists, the Catholics. We did very well with the Catholic vote, so I want to thank them for that. They imported, they really did, just record numbers. I would say, what's with the Catholics? They're really after the Catholics, so I don't know. They were after a lot of people. Maybe they didn't even know why. They imported illegal alien murderers, drug dealers, and child predators from all over the world to come into our country while putting elderly Christians and pro-life activists on trial for singing hymns and for saying prayers. They went to jail for that. Our predecessors turned this Department of Justice into the Department of Injustice. But I stand before you today to declare that those days are over and they are never going to come back. They're never coming back.
Good. Bravo. Well said. Thank God. This is a big deal.
So now, as the chief law enforcement officer in our country, I will insist upon and demand full and complete accountability for the wrongs and abuses that have occurred. The American people have given us a mandate like few people thought possible. We won every single swing state. We won the popular vote by millions and millions of people. We won districts, 2,750. Think of that, 2,750 districts compared to 505. So we won it at levels that have, I don't believe, ever seen before. That's the one where you see the map of the United States and it's all red. Red for Republican, not for communist. Red for Republican. They would like it to turn red for communists, but it didn't work out that way. The American people have given us a mandate and really a far-reaching investigation is what they are demanding into the corruption of our system. And that's exactly, I'm sure, what Pam and Cash and everyone else mentioned here and not mentioned is going to be doing. We will expel the rogue actors and corrupt forces from our government. We will expose and very much expose their egregious crimes and severe misconduct. seen anything like it. It's going to be legendary. It's going to also be legendary for the people that are able to seek it out and bring justice. We will restore the scales of justice in America, and we will ensure that such abuses never happen again in our country. And that's why on day one I signed an executive order banning all government censorship and directing the removal of every bureaucrat who conspired to attack free speech and many other things and values in America. My administration stripped the security clearances of the disgraced intelligence agents who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. We revoked the clearances of deranged Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and the crooked law firms that aided their partisan persecutions. And I went through it. These are state and city courts, and the corruption is unbelievable. We also terminated the clearances of the Biden crime family and Joe Biden himself. He didn't deserve it. In fact, he was essentially found guilty, but they said he was incompetent, and therefore let's not find him guilty, I guess. Nobody knows what that ruling was, but I didn't want any part of it. I think I would have rather been found guilty than what they found with him. They said he didn't know what the hell he was doing, and therefore he's let him go. I said, you know, I'd rather be convicted, Pam. I think that that was not. I said, please convict me. Don't say that. I pardoned hundreds of political prisoners who had been grossly mistreated. We removed the senior FBI officials who misdirected resources to send SWAT teams after grandmothers and J6 hostages. And it was a great honor for me to fire. I will tell you this, a great honor to fire James Comey. A great, great honor. That was nothing. There was no better day. A lot of people said, oh, that's too bad you did that. And they said that's going to be. And you know what? A year later, they said that actually saved the administration, because the level of corrupt things that we learned after that turned out to be that they were doing, in fact, really bad things. He was a terrible person, did terrible things and persecuted people, and all in the guise of being an angel, but he wasn't an angel. We created a brand new DOJ task force and anti-Christian bias. And under Director Patel, we're getting the FBI agents out of the headquarters in Washington, D.C., and back on the streets in pursuit of dangerous criminals where they belong and where they want to be. And, you know, you have that big FBI building, and it's a very big building. And they were going to build an FBI headquarters 3 hours away in Maryland, a liberal state, but that has no bearing on what I'm about to say. But we're going to stop it. Not going to let that happen. We're going to build another big FBI building right where it is, which would have been the right place, because the FBI and the DOJ have to be near each other. You can't every. That's one thing I did learn from this persecution. The FBI and the DOJ work together. Now, in my case, they work together for bad purposes, but they do. They were always together. So how can you have one that's 3 hours away? But one thing I said to Cash, well, we're going to get a great building built. It's going to be a magnificent building. He said, sir, we don't need that kind of room. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm just going to take a old Department of Commerce building that's about 25% the size, and that's what I need. We're going to have the best staff that you've ever seen, and that's what I need. It's in a nice location, but I don't need that big building. Why don't you just sell the site to somebody? And we're going to be very happy, and they want to have far fewer people. But we also want to have them in D.C. And if for no other reason, we like having law enforcement walking the streets of our capital. Because when the bad guys are out there and they see there's an FBI agent, that's the ultimate in law enforcement. And they're not going to be acting so bad. We're cleaning up our city. We're cleaning up this great capital. And we're not going to have crime, and we're not going to stand for crime. And we're going to take the graffiti down, and we're already taking the tents down, and we're working with the administration. And if the administration can't do the job, we're going to have to take it back and run it through the federal government. But we hope the administration's going to be able. So far, they've been doing very well. The mayor's been doing a good job. We said there are tents galore right opposite the State Department. They have to come down, and they took them down right away. And so far, so good. But we want to have a capital that can be the talk of the world. When Prime Minister Modi of India, when the president of France and all of these people, the head of prime minister of United Kingdom, they all came to see me over the last week and a half. And when they come in, I had the route run. I didn't want to have them see tents. I didn't want to have them see graffiti. I didn't want to have them see broken barriers and potholes in the roads. And we had it looking beautiful. And we're going to do that for the city. And we're going to have a crime-free capital. When people come here, they're not going to be mugged or shot or raped. And they're going to have a crime-free capital again. It's going to be cleaner and better and safer than it ever was. And it's not going to take us too long. There's a new phenomenon that is taking place with these violent, vicious lawyers that we have all over. They play the ref. You know what playing the ref is? Like the great Bobby Knight basketball coach. He'd scream and scream at the ref. He'd scream. I watched it. By the way, I love Bobby Knight because he endorsed me. And having Bobby Knight's endorsement in Indiana was an extremely good thing. A friend of mine said I was running in Indiana at the time. This was early on, 2016. And I was doing great. But friend came up and said, "Do you know Bobby Knight?" I said, "No, I don't, but I hear he was a tough cookie." He said, "Not only tough, he was beyond tough, but he's the most popular guy you can imagine." It turned out he wanted to endorse me. He called me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. The president is going to address a number of other things regarding the weaponization of government and Kash Patel, the FBI director, as well. But I'm glad to hear the president talking about the weaponization. It was, for me, I think it was one of the most crucial issues. That was the absolute abysmal destruction of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the weaponization of our government. So this is very, very good stuff. Quick break. We'll come right back. It's a Friday. It's going to be a busy Friday, so load up. We're going to talk about swatting, and hopefully the president, the attorney general, or the FBI director will address this. I'll explain what it is and why I'm worried about it. Don't go away.
Rick Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.